Well, hey there. It's Radio Fishing Time, and this is Fish and Frank. Yes, indeed, my best announcer voice today, because it's December 31st, 2013, the end of the year, and I've got a very special guest with me, one of my oldest friends, and not that he's old, I've just known him longer than I've known most anybody, but I guess we're getting a little gray in the tooth. This is Captain Dwayne French, and Captain Dwayne French is, I would have to say, if not the number one, one of the number one tarpon captains in Florida, and he catches more fish than pretty much anybody. And the thing is, Dwayne's got a new boat, and Dwayne's got a big new toy. This is a big one. What you got, Captain D?
Well, we got a new adventure starting for 2014. We're going to do a lot of 24, 36-hour offshore trips this year. Got us a little 42-foot hat, a couple staterooms. Going to be real nice. Frank had asked me to do the show this morning, and I told him, I said, what am I going to tell these people? How to work on a boat? Well, that's about all we've done the last couple months. So, but no, it'll be real nice, exciting for everybody, including ourselves. You know, we'll get through the tarpon season, and then we'll do the big boat. We'll have it running at the same time. We've got another captain on board with us. Some of you may know him, some don't. It's a fifth generation cracker like myself. So we're going to go out there and have some good times and put some people on some real nice groceries.
Yeah, it's what I like best about your new boat is it's a little bit older. It still has the old wood. I like the teak and the hardwoods and the, you know, when you go downstairs into the, you know, you go into the salon and you've got your, you know, your modern thing, your flat screen TV and the Xbox and all that stuff for the kids. It's air conditioned and all that, but it's a more elegant time. You know, you go down and you've got all the hardwoods and it has a feel to it. New boats are pretty and they're nice, but yours isn't old, but it's not new, and it's got the wood. It gives me that feel of like I'm walking into an old Elvis Presley movie, you know, where you go down and there's all the woods and the nice pretty brass stuff. It's beautiful boat, D. I just Captain Dwayne, we've been friends for so long, it's just, to me, he's just D, you know. I don't know how that started, but you know, we go, you know, look at you like Elvis was E, you're just D.
We're just getting old and can't remember all the other letters that go with it. That's all that is.
But you've been in and out trying to get your big boat. You're going to be doing offshore charters, going way out, looking for sailfish, deep drops, 100-plus feet of water, having a great time out in that deep water 2-3 days at a time on charters. But you started out this year, you had a pretty good tarpon season.
We've had an excellent year. Fishing's been great all year long. You know, we avoided the cold winter so far. Our inshore fishery's been excellent. Redfish and snook, trout. I mean, it's just, and then, you know, we've got the sheephead that are now eating pretty well. So, I mean, it's been a good 2013 for us. Everybody's been happy. Customers have been good. The shop's done well. So, you know, everybody enjoy yourself. I mean, that's what we're here for.
All right. Now, with this weird weather this year and last year and, you know, all the climate change, global warming, be it whatever have you want to call it, there's nobody better to ask. What do you think? This is December 31st. We're right New Year's Eve. As we touch into 2014, what month do you think is going to be the start of the tarpon this year?
Personally, a lot of it depends on what we get this next 30 to 45 days, as we all know here in Southwest Florida. January can usually be our coldest month. So, as long as we don't get any real hard colds, I look for April to be a good month for us. Normally, we start somewhere mid-April. If we keep that where we're at now, we're in the high 60s on the water temperature, and that's just recently we were in the 70s.
Now, you're booked up 90% of May, June, and part of April. You do have a few open days left. But when do you really start looking for those bookings? When are your bookings starting?
We've already got quite a few on the books.
Well, I know you don't have a lot of open time. You never do. But, you know, is there any pattern to it? Have things changed a lot? Or are you looking for much different in 14?
I don't know that it's going to be much different for me. It may be for a few guys. We've got some rule changes as far as tarpon fishing goes. We've got that figured out as well.
Yeah, that was, it took me 3 minutes to figure out how to make something work without they were going, you know, so they can moan and complain and whine again for another year because nothing changed.
Right. We had some guys come by the other evening through the holidays, some other captains that I know well from other parts of the state, and they slipped off into my little tackle room, my experimental room, and seen some stuff I left laying out we shouldn't have left laying out, and they all wanted to come back after they weren't drinking to figure it out. I told them, well, you've seen all you're going to see at this point, so we'll see how that goes.
Well, it puts the whole captain thing in perspective. Well, you're going to come back when you ain't drinking to figure this out.
So,
but it's going to be a fun tarpon season. I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to go on, and a lot of harbor fishing this year, I think, is going to be done. A lot of beach fishing. The pass is always going to be the pass. Tons of fish, tons of boats, all the rest of that stuff. Now, is there any... I'm trying to figure out how to ask this without asking it, so maybe I ought to go on to something else. I'll figure out how to rephrase this where I don't
just
sound
ask
like
it straight out. We're black and white, man. It's either yes or no.
No, it ain't that. I don't want to sound like the jerk. You know, I'm sitting here thinking, okay, I can ask this question. I'm going to sound like a real jerk, or you know. But anyway, going back to everything, your wife's doing a lot better. She's feeling great nowadays, and you've been with Kathy forever and ever and ever, and. So things are looking good on the home front. You got a brand new big boat showing up. When do you expect to have the big boat in the water?
Hopefully we're going to make it in by the end of January. That's what we're shooting for. We're doing an all-over paint job on this boat, shining it up, just cleaning it up. And you get one shot to make that first impression with this thing, and we want to make it well. Our fishing capabilities, we've done that before we prettied the boat up. Well, got a few people jumping around.
What happened was you bought the boat, you took it out, you tested it, you went out, you caught fish, you did all that, and then because it's a, you know, you're reconditioning it, and you've been doing nothing but sanding, bottom painting, cleaning, scraping, rebuilding for, what has it been, 3 months now?
About 3 months, and we thank God we got good customers that understand, and we've been able to pass them off, because... Without those guys in the shop, we just wouldn't be able to take the time off like we have. But we're fortunate. You know, life's good. And we look for 14 to even be a better year.
Yeah, so, I'm hoping 2014 is going to be a great year. You know, it may sound strange, but I've been praying for a boring year. I don't need anything great to happen. Don't want anything bad to happen. I would just like a nice, boring 14.
There you go. Smooth.
Just smooth. I guess we'll call it smooth. I don't need anything great to happen. Don't want anything bad to happen this year.
Right.
I need 1 year to relax. But anyway, I think it's going to be that year. That's all right. You can kick the mics over. It works. So, you've been not been able to get out on the water much, but you hear everything. You talk to everybody. Let's go. What if you were going to go out, say, tomorrow and try and catch some fish? Any good ideas for people?
Really depends. If you're wanting the inshore side, trout fishing's been phenomenal here the last few weeks. You know, but it's that time of year. It's trout season. So that between the trout, the sheephead, there's some nice redfish around. They can be a little finicky this point in time of the year. You know, take your time. Don't rush yourself. Be patient. And you'll wind up with a redfish to go along with your limits of trout, which are pretty common nowadays right at this point.
Now, have you heard of what people are catching the redfish on? It's been slow fishing. You just got to throw it out there and let that bait soak. You can't move it around. You can't just pum, 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 pum. Can't work a shoreline. You got to pick a spot, work a spot.
Well, you have to realize, I mean, these are what we call southwest fish, southwest Florida. They're kind of like the people that live here full time. You know, it's chilly. It might not be cold to the guys coming from up north or the gals, but when we get in the 50s and 60s, it's cold to us. So these fish, they pretty much slow down. Metabolism slows down.
You know, they're actually, you can DNA and recognize fish that are from here. They're actually genetically a little different than fish from Tampa Bay or the East Coast. The redfish we have here actually genetically are a little different, and they do slow down when it gets cold. They're not the, I think it'd kind of be like me and you. If we go up north and we get used to the cold, we'd function better. But because we don't have it, we don't function as well.
I have to agree with that as well, Frank. You know, once you get accustomed to doing something and comfortable with it and your elements around you, you know, the fishing's kind of the same entity. You know, these fish, they're used to the 75 plus degree water temperature. When we drop into these 60s and what have you, their metabolism slows down. So a lot of times on that end with these redfish, your best shot's going to be your cut bait or dead bait on a jig, and be patient. You know, it's not like summertime. They're all full of piss and vinegar and ready to go.
Yeah. So anyway, now I know you got family around here and there, and your wife has a lot of family around. Because we own the station, anybody you want to say Happy New Year to, the wife and people out of town and all that?
You know what? We're just going to let everybody out there that listens to the show wish them a Happy New Year. And hopefully we'll get to see you sometime through 14 again here in the shop.
Now, as usual, you can click on Dwayne's picture. Captain Dwayne's picture is right next to this episode of Radio Fishing. And it will take you to his website. And he's got pictures and stories. He's got a great website. And if you're interested in catching a tarpon, as laid back as he sounds, I can promise you, when you see Captain D on the water catching tarpon, this is not laid back. This, it's the one time a year you actually see Dwayne get a little intense. The rest of the time, he's pretty much laid back, relaxed. But boy, when tarpon season comes, you go strong. I mean, you're going 7 days a week. It's not uncommon for you to be on the water 20 hours in a day.
No, we run usually about 90 days straight, 7 days. Anywhere from 15 to 20 hours a day. And it's not really stress, I don't guess you would call it. It's just...
You get intense. You get intense.
We love what we do.
I'm telling you, you get intense. You can say anything you want. I've been around you. I have fished tournaments with you. I've fished relaxing with you. And when the tarpon shows up, as soon as those big fish are here, you get a little intense.
I disappear.
Dwayne, as soon as it hits, he's just gone. And we see him again in about, it takes about 3-4 months, and then we start seeing him again. But in that time, you're tarpon fevered.
Well, it's just, with the clientele we have, they're from all over the world, so we really don't have much play time. And that's the downside with it, but we still enjoy it.
That's not a downside. You love what you do.
I do love what I do.
You're just intense about it. I don't know anybody, when you start seeing those silverfish, now he's a little laid back, but when them silverfish start showing up, I think he can smell them on the breeze. I think as those tarpon are coming, pooning across the Gulf, I think that south wind brings that smell of the... let's say the gaseous release of a tarpon pooning, and Dwayne starts smelling it. That's like crack for Dwayne. He's got to go.
Well, I can't deny that. I mean, and then the sad part is everybody hasn't realized to the fullest yet. With this big boat, we're going back to something we were actually weaned on. So it's probably going to be as bad of a habit as the tarpon side. So, I don't know. The wife might not be around after 30-something years. She might get mad and kick me out.
Well, she won't have to. You won't be there.
She told my buddies the other day the new boat was my doghouse. So, when she got mad I had a place to live, she wouldn't feel so bad. But, you know, that's not a bad thing neither. Because we will specialize in some long trips as well. If somebody wants to do the week trip or whatever, we will do whatever they want to.
The Tortugas, all over. Some of the more exotic fishing that you can do.
Exactly. So
But anyway, I think what we're going to do is producers are waving at me saying we got to kind of wrap it up. Happy New Year to you, D.
Same to you, Frank, and Happy New Year's to all of our listeners. And you guys have a great day, and we'll see you soon on the water.
And this is Fish and Frank saying Happy New Year, and we'll be back later with Robert's Fishing Report. And thanks for listening, guys.
Boy, I'm going fishing just to ease my mind.